ABC Radio Australia.
This week, New Caledonia. They're hosting the 10th South Pacific Defence Ministers meeting. In attendance will be its host, French Defence Minister Sébastien Lecornu. High on the agenda of the meeting will be security, next to climate change and disaster relief. But what are France's security aspirations in the region? Joining me now is Denise Fisher, former senior Australian diplomat who served as the Australian Consul General in Noumea. With that, I say welcome and comment ça va, Denise?
Ah, ça va très bien, merci. J'espère pour vous aussi.
Thank
you for having me on the program again, Agnes.
Yeah, as always, and we appreciate your time this morning. For those who may not even know a little bit about, the defence meeting, tell us about this and who is actually attending this year.
Yeah, well, it's a meeting that takes place every year. It's a 10-year-old concept, and this year France is hosting it. The guests are Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, PNG, Vanuatu's there, and the Chilean have sent their representative. And there's also observation. There are observers by the United States and the United Kingdom. So that the principle for participation is really those countries of the region that have substantial militaries enough to be able to cooperate, especially, as you've already mentioned, in the fields of humanitarian assistance, emergency management, that kind of thing. So it's a coordination meeting between those partners.
And I do have to ask, I mean, look, there just seems to be this sudden upsurge of interest in the Pacific. And so, and especially around security discussions. So why is this summit important?
Well, I think the summit is important in the sense that it is a very important ongoing working group. It's sort of the coordination mechanism for some of these important activities, especially for scattered Pacific Island states like maritime surveillance. They'll be looking at interoperability of the different forces and of ways to improve the mechanisms for emergency and catastrophe management. That's the primary focus of these meetings. But as you say, there are wider issues going on in the Pacific at the moment. And I think for that reason, plus for a local domestic reason, this particular meeting is of some interest, or should be, to our regional partners.
Can I ask, Denise, why security, though, when often we are hearing, COP28 has just finished, climate change and its impact seem to be more of a concern?
Well, certainly in the Pacific context, it is the real effects of climate change that need to be addressed, and the functioning of our defence forces in the region across all these partners is focused very much on that because of the impact on the islands. So that is a real concern. But there is also the wider concern of who those partners are. And it's an interesting group, isn't it, to see Chile involved, for example, from Easter Island. It's a presence there in Easter Island. But particularly for France, I think this is a very interesting time for the region in terms of calibrating the allies that participate, especially as we're all aware that there's a greater presence and influence of China. The United States has recalibrated its presence. It's interesting that they're there as an observer this time. But I think also the whole aspect of France's participation is of interest. I think it's really encouraging and reassuring that France is participating in this way, on the one hand, to host this meeting. So I don't think there's any doubt about that, although there are some ambiguities. You know, France didn't participate in Mr. Biden's initiative, for example, for the four maritime Blue Pacific Partnership that it launched a couple of years ago. France declined to participate in that. So I think there are questions in regional minds as to just how France sees its role. Mr. Macron, in defining the Indo-Pacific vision for France, has situated France a little bit differently. He seems to be talking about the United States and China as separate allies, France will separate presences in the region, and that France would offer a third option. Well, I think there have been questions about that. Does France see the United States in the same way it sees China? Is France, where does that position France in the Western Alliance in the Pacific? So there are all sorts of questions about that. So France hosting this meeting, I think, is reassuring. It wants to be participating. But then there is a related aspect that I think would feed a few, at least disquiet amongst some of the members of this meeting this time, about the timing of the visit and the location of the visit. You know, Mr. Macron has defined his Indo-Pacific vision in terms of its sovereignty in the two oceans. And of course, Noumea, New Caledonia, is one of its preeminent overseas territories. But it is precisely in New Caledonia where this territorial sovereignty is being challenged and is not yet fully resolved. So I think, you know, the more alert members of this group would be aware that the day they arrived, there was a large demonstration, 1,500, large in Pacific terms, by independent supporters, indigenous Kanak independence supporters, from the Mwaka, the sacred totem pole, to the Place des Cocotiers, where they were protesting against the militarization of New Caledonia. So there are some disquieting messages, and I think some leaders around the table may be wondering whether France has been seeking to draw them into this in somehow in reaffirming France's sovereignty at a time when this is not fully resolved in New Caledonia. So I think there would be some kind of discomfort on the part of some of these governments that are participating.
Yeah, such a good breakdown of that. Thank you, Denise. Look, before we get into France's security aspirations in the region and even the Kanaks and their response, you did mention, and I just want to roll back a bit about those who are participating as just observers. Can you elaborate as to, does that mean then they can only watch, they have no voice to
Yes, that's what observership usually means. They can participate and watch. But as I said earlier, the essence of this meeting is for on-ground operations amongst defence forces in the region who regularly participate in things like dealing with, the results of a cyclone, for example. You obviously need major military materiel to help in those circumstances. And so while those other countries, well, certainly the United Kingdom doesn't have any role there, the United States does, but in the Northern Pacific, but in the Southern Pacific, it is basically those countries who are present in New Caledonia who are active in those areas. I don't think it's an accident that the United Kingdom and the Australia and UK are observers when we have this new AUKUS agreement between United Kingdom, those two countries, and Australia. I think there is in the background there's some kind of awareness of the, and reinforcement of the this new partnership to improve the fundamental security of the Western Alliance. There's no doubt about that.
So then now we come forward to, the Kanak community. I know you alluded to it a little bit, but do you probably think they're not too happy about this?
I don't believe they are. I think the timing for them, I believe, we in the Pacific are polite when visitors come to our country. And I think for independence supporters to go out on the streets on the day when all these senior leaders arrive, it's no accident. It's not something that is done without a lot of forethought. So I do believe that they are wanting a message to be sent to these participants. I do.
Yeah. And so, Denise, finally, when moving forward again, what can we expect? What are the major outcomes from this meeting?
Oh, I think undoubtedly it's going to be greater efficiency and collaboration. The groundwork is already there. I think the region has a very good record in terms of defence cooperation and coordination around this kind of support role in the region, both not just in managing catastrophes and so on, but in intelligence sharing, fisheries surveillance, illegal fisheries surveillance, all kinds of scientific surveillance and remote sensing. It's very important that the complex coordination of different defence forces be coordinated on a regular basis. So the outcomes of this meeting are no doubt very positive from that perspective.
Denise, it is always great to catch up with you. Just want to say a big merci beaucoup, and hopefully we can catch again, and we will keep our eyes and ears on this defence meeting.
Thank you very much, Agnes. Bye.
No worries. That is former Australian Consul General in Noumea, Denise Fisher, here on Pacific Beat.